Welcome back to the Lifelike Orange podcast. This is Ichabod Broccoli. Our guest today was scheduled to be... from the band. They just came out of the studio. Maybe they're still going back. And we were going to hear a little something about what they've been working on, about their album. And we were just going to talk to about, you know, what he's been up to and his opinion on some of the things that are happening in the world. Unfortunately, we've been waiting about 50 minutes and haven't been able to get a hold of him. I have to admit, this is not the first time that we've been let down by... he does have a history, as far as we're concerned, of being a bit flaky. He, you know, just does the things that he feels like doing, and anything else is just, eh. Yeah, I didn't feel like doing that. It didn't sound like fun. I'd feel like a hipster if I did that. I've had issues in the past, and I've vowed to not work with him again because of times that he's left me high and dry. And, you know, but he's a friend, and I keep going back. I don't know how much longer I'll keep this up. I guess the rest of my life. Chances are that won't be too terribly long. I was on Facebook today, and something on there led me to infer that the end is near. Now you may say to yourself, what do you mean? Or you may say to me, what do you mean? Or you might not say anything, like most people do. Well, what I mean is that the post that I saw said that the song that was number one on your 22nd birthday is how your 2022 is going to play out. Well, as it happens, the song that was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on my 22nd birthday was End of the Road by Boyz II Men. Is that how my 22 is going to play out? Is this going to be the end of the road? We shall see, I guess. Well, you will see. I'm going to miss it. But you can let me know. Some of the things that I wanted to talk about today, besides the recording that's in the works, I wanted to just touch base with him and find out how things have been going for him. And I just saw that Paul Stanley and his whole family has tested positive for the Omicron variant of COVID. Now, has always been a big Kiss fan as long as I've known him. That was his favorite band until Jane's Addiction came along. But Paul Stanley had already had COVID a while back, and now he's got the new variant. According to Paul, it's not too bad. He's got mild symptoms, a runny nose, and it's not too bad. Not like the flu-like symptoms he got from his first infection of COVID. He says his family has virtually no symptoms, which is great. I'm glad to hear that, and I hope that he comes out of it well and as unscathed as possible. And that made me think, you know, there have been a lot of people we've been seeing the passing of a lot of people in the last year or so. Well, in our whole lives, we've seen a lot of people pass, but the older we get, the more of these people who we recall and have some exposure to or experience with. I just learned that yesterday Bishop Desmond Tutu passed away. I don't have much personal experience or knowledge of the bishop, but I have heard his name for a long, long time. And it was never associated with terrible things that I'm aware of. So I guess it's a sad passing. And I was going to ask, what, call it celebrity death in the last year or so, COVID related or not, affected him the most? And I pose that to my listeners as well. If you want to reach out and let me know, I'm curious to hear who was the celebrity death in the last year and a half, that has affected you the most. I'm thankful, as is his family, that Paul Stanley has survived these infections, and fortunately he's not on the list. But a lot of people are, and I understand that people are hit hard by personal losses, people within their families, and I don't want to make a thing out of that in this relatively public forum. So I'm not asking about people that you know or people in your family who passed away, unless they were celebrities and you want to talk about it. I'm not trying to dig at any fresh wounds and make people uncomfortable. Of the people that I've been, whose deaths I've been affected by, I don't think any of them have been COVID related. And I think one of the celebrity passings that affected me pretty deeply in recent years, I don't think it was in the last year and a half, though. I'd have to look that up real quick. But I can tell you that the debatable GOAT, greatest of all time, basketball player Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bean's passing affected me quite a bit. See, that was January 2020, so yeah, it's almost 2 years now. More recently, though, very recent, the celebrity passing that has affected me most deeply has been Michael Nesmith. That impacted me quite a bit because I spent a lot of years as a fan of his, and I know that while we're all getting older, you know, those guys came to fame in the late 60s, and so they're getting up there. I believe that, Mickey Dolenz is the only monkey left jumping on the bed. And that can be a little hard to come to terms with because of having grown up watching their TV show and just being entertained by them. They were fun and funny, and it's a shame to see fun die away. Well, it's been over an hour since we sent out that invite for our guest, so once again, we are here, we are guestless. And I don't have anybody to bounce my comedy routine off of. That's okay, because I haven't worked on my routine any. I don't have anything prepared. But like I said, I like to be spontaneous, so I would just take circumstances and work from there. Unfortunately, these are the circumstances. I have the same room around me, the same emptiness. Nothing to inspire me, to motivate me, to challenge me. Now, I did talk a while back about changing the name of the podcast, and I know our vast fan base might be thrown by it, but I am kind of leaning toward a name in particular, and I know that the Lifelike Orange podcast doesn't make any sense. Establish that. It doesn't pertain to anything relevant. It doesn't mean anything. I'm kind of leaning toward the Yamaguchi Kids Table. I don't know. I like it. Yamaguchi Kids Table is something that I came across, and it touched me. It's meaningful to me. You could ask yourself, why? You could ask me, why? And if you ask yourself why, I can't answer, because you're just asking yourself. But if you ask me, I could probably tell you why. In fact, I should probably post a picture of my inspiration for wanting to use that name. course, I'd have to find it. So far, I'm not finding it. That's all right. I can. I should be able to look it up again, even if I didn't save it at the time. So, I know where it was. I should be able to find it again. Aha! Lovely. Lovely family photos. Okay. I have the photo, and I can share it. Beautiful. Just gorgeous. So, I guess I'll need to come up with a new slogan. A new, tagline, catchphrase, sign-off. But that is currently still a theoretical thing. Damn it. Yeah, I thought if I killed enough time, he'd show up. But no. Just blowing me off. No respect. Alright, well, I feel like posting this would be a little disrespectful, but, A, you know, I asked him to prepare for this by listening to some of the podcasts to get a feel for how they go, and he listened to only about 12 minutes of it, and B, he's not gonna listen to it anyway, obviously. If he can't be bothered to listen to it to prepare, and then can't be bothered to show up, well then why the fuck would I think he would ever listen to it? So, let me just say, you know, we've had some bumps in the past, and I've told you, you know, whatever happens, we're still friends. And that's the case, you know? We're gonna be friends. We're gonna go on in spite of all this. Just like we've gone on in spite of the other things. I'm sure I've done things to piss you off and let you down in the past. But, for right now, this is, it just so consistent? And in case you wonder why I don't have you play for me in any of my bands or anything, just think back to this and remember how when I've asked you to be there, you just choose not to. If I need somebody, then I need somebody I can count on. And that's just the fact of the matter. And I understand, you know, it's possible that that hearing these things could be hurtful, and that you, I know you can be sensitive sometimes, and you might even choose to be insulted. But keep in mind, and or go back and listen to what I have said, and note that there are no personal attacks, no insults, just stating the fact that you don't bother when I wanted you to show up to that gig to support Monroe. You just weren't into it. You wanted to stay home and drink, and that is your prerogative. You go right ahead. Knowing that it's my prerogative to make decisions about how I'm going to proceed and how I am going to view our relationship. And I am going to consider these things when I do that. Sure, we're still friends. No problem. But if I need somebody, and I need to know that they're going to be there for me, well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times. What the fuck am I thinking? Why do I keep giving you the chance to fool me? All right. I guess there's no point in belaboring the point any. There's no point in the point. So, all I can say is, thanks to my listeners for slowing for the cone zone. Those of you who did tune in, appreciate it.